Chronic illness is kind of an asshole. It doesn't care if you have things to do. It doesn't care if you can't walk down the aisle on your wedding day. It doesn't care if you have to struggle to sit through your graduation ceremony. It doesn't care if you sleep well, eat well, or if you take your medicine on time. It doesn't care if you've got a big meeting in the morning or a special dinner later tonight. When you're trying to figure out how to live with chronic illness, sometimes you're going to feel like an asshole too. Like when you miss your best friend's birthday party because of it. Or when you hem and haw about buying plane tickets to New York because you just don't know how you'll feel on those days. Or when your dogs or your kids want to play and you just can't. Sometimes it serves a purpose. Like knowing all the best pickup spots for chicken soup. Or always having a spare painkiller, antihistamine, lozenge, sleeping pill in your purse for the friend in need. Or just being the one who constantly makes the whole group take bathroom breaks when one of them has just drunk a 42-ounce Gatorade and doesn't want to be rude. However limiting, binding, time and energy-thieving chronic illness might be, life with it is all about making choices that you control. Take responsibility for it. Recognize that whatever you do right now is going to affect you later. Know that not speaking up and going to the doctor when symptoms strike usually means that they're going to get worse, not better. And realize that not sucking it up and dealing with it on certain occasions can mean the difference between the people around you respecting you or alienating you. You should concede that you are 100% responsible for the planning of your future from here on out. Life with chronic illness is about managing expectations while keeping the hope alive enough to still make plans for the future. It's knowing that there is nothing wrong with wanting when there is still the hope of having. As you move forward into a functional life, what will be your way of making money, meeting career goals, and managing your marriage, family, and friends? And most importantly, your expectations. Me and my invisible chronic illness. Many chronic illnesses are obvious to the naked eye. Assistive devices such as walkers, wheelchairs, tubes, monitors, oxygen tanks, and other medical devices can be an obvious signal that the person has a disease. However, there are also many chronic illnesses that are invisible. An invisible illness means that a person can be continuously sick, but may look just fine on the outside. Most days, I get up in the morning and comb my hair. I pick out whatever best fits the description of something that could be both worn walking on the runway and survived unwrinkled while taking a nap. I slide on a little eyeliner, I zip up my boots, throw back about 7 or 8 pills, and proceed to my parking spot. I get in my average car, wiggle my handicap sign out from underneath the visor, and drop my gear into drive. It takes me a quick 15 minutes in traffic to get to the hospital. I reach blindly around my seat for the laminated parking pass that reads Infusion Center Patient Parking and throw it on my dashboard. I walk past the old, the sick, and the heavily pregnant. I see patients whose balding heads tell me that chemo has ravaged them. I slide into a recliner next to a very old man getting dialysis. I see the questions boiling up behind his eyes. Am I a volunteer? A caretaker? Didn't I know that these seats were reserved for patients? What's a girl like you doing in a place like this? He asks in a way that sounds more like an accusation than a question. Having two invisible diseases, primary immune deficiency disease and dysautonomia, makes me a prime target for suspicion. For most of my life, I dealt with doubtful teachers, coworkers, family, and doctors who challenged the idea that my condition was severe enough to inhibit parts of my daily life. But boy, did it. I had infections that lasted months, digestive issues, migraines, neuropathic pain, tachycardia, chronic fatigue, and hypersomnia. And that is just a few of the possible daily roadblocks.